Got it started. Thank you, everybody. That's right. You guys don't count yet. You guys have to start out there.
Oh, that's right. Never made that connection. Okay.
Okay, thank you, everybody. Happy New Year. Thank you, dear. So, Councilwoman Escalante sends her regrets. She had an emergency this morning that sent her away, and so she otherwise would, of course, be here. So, I'd like to welcome everybody. This meeting, this is 11:40 a.m. This is the reorganization of the Mayor and Council of the Borough of Eatontown. It's January 1st, 2026. This meeting has been advertised in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act. Notice of the meeting has been published in the Asbury Park Press, the Star Ledger, and Link News. Notices have been posted on the bulletin board in the lobby of Borough Hall and posted to the Borough website. Public comment is welcome at any time. We'll begin with the flag salute. And if we could just stand for a brief moment of silence after.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I'd like to say, while we're still standing, during 2025, we, as we do every year, of course, we've lost some volunteers, some members of prior elected government, and families of those. I'd like to offer a brief moment of silence in memory of those who have served the borough. Thank you. We'll begin with our oaths of office. The first will be for Councilwoman Virginia M. East, being sworn in by Senator Vingopal. Thank you, Senator, for coming today.
Just a quick note. Happy New Year to everybody. For those of you who don't know Virginia, it's impossible. Everybody knows her. She has given her heart and soul to this town, whether it's education or to the residents. Her husband's incredible commitment to the Lions Club and everything. They represent everything that is good about this awesome town. No one deserves this more than you. Congratulations.
If you want to count, yeah.
I state your name.
I, Virginia.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
Of the State of New Jersey.
Of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance.
And allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
To the governments.
Established
in the United States,
in the United States,
and in this state,
and in this state,
under the authority of the people,
under the authority of the people,
and that I will faithfully,
and I will faithfully,
impartially,
impartially,
and justly perform,
and justly perform,
all the duties,
all the duties,
council member,
of council member,
beginning January 1st, 2026,
January 1st, 2026,
according to the best of my ability. Congratulations.
Okay, Councilwoman, please join us. And then next will be the oath for Councilman Mayor Araman. If you come up and... Again, being sworn by Senator Winklepaugh.
Mayor gets elected because he has a lot of family. Mayor, we all know Mayor, and especially his family, and the mayor and I have had the opportunity to worship with him multiple times at the synagogue, and just someone who loves. I also got to witness my first circumcision. he's given us all a lot, but I cannot tell you how often to have a councilman who reaches out for every resident in this town. It doesn't matter whether it's an issue on a road, whether it's garbage, whether it's trying to figure out something in the school. He gives his heart, and he's kind of so fortunate to have you and to have you in your leadership, for both of you in your landslide victory. It speaks volumes of your commitment. Congratulations.
There you go. That's all you need right there.
I state your name.
I, Mayor Araman.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
Of the State of New Jersey.
Of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And to the governments.
And to the governments.
Established.
Established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All the duties.
All the duties.
Council member.
Or council member.
Beginning January 1st, 2026.
Beginning January 1st, 2026.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Councilman.
Mayor, can I say a quick word?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I had some things about you later, too, of them.
Happy New Year. It's always an honor on behalf of myself and the Assembly Member of Dauphin to be a Bolton representative of Eaton Town. We are really blessed to have an incredible mayor and governing body that drives our staff crazy because there's a lot of things that they need, and they're very successful. They've gotten more state grant funding probably than any other town in the history, because the mayor doesn't leave anybody alone, he just keeps asking. To your administrator, Chief Lucia, and Andy Bayer, your entire team, we're really fortunate, and the residents are really fortunate to have each and every one of you. So thank you for allowing me to be here and say a few words. I also wanted to recognize my friend, who's State of Mercer County Commissioner, John Savino, is here. Thanks, John. Thank you all. So we are always here to support Eaton Town any way we can.
Yep.
And congratulations to your judge, Judge Mallett.
That's right. Thank you. And Senator, if you stayed for 45 more seconds, you can...
Red bank at 12 o'clock. I'm going to be here.
For 45 seconds, you can swear in our council president.
Okay, sounds good. Did you decide? Or
it's going to happen right now. Trina, would you call the roll, please?
Mayor Tallarico?
Here.
Councilmember Jones?
Present.
Councilmember Araman?
Yeah.
Councilmember East?
Here.
Councilmember Lawson?
Here.
Councilmember Faust?
Here.
Councilmember Escalante is absent. Attorney Bayer?
Here.
Administrator Lucia?
Here.
And Assistant to the Mayor, Harold Mitchell?
Here.
Thank you, Harold, for joining us today. I'd like to offer a resolution for Borough Council President appointing Virginia M. East. Would someone like to move it?
I move it.
Araman?
Second.
Lawson? Katrina, call the roll, please.
Councilmember Jones?
Present. I mean, yes.
Councilmember Araman?
Yes.
Councilmember East?
Yes.
Councilmember Lawson?
Yes.
And Councilmember Faust?
Yes.
He'll be sworn, and Ben has to leave in a couple minutes. So. Ben, thank you for staying. You're the best. I know you have a quick drive, but you're not going to get a ticket, so don't worry about it.
I don't know. Billy, you were
next. I get your police escort, Ben.
I state your name.
I
do solemnly affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey. Shall bear true faith and allegiance to the same, to the governments established in the United States And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And faithfully.
Faithfully.
Impartially.
Justly perform.
Justly perform.
All the duties.
Of council president.
Council president.
Beginning January 1st, 2027.
January 1st.
According to the best of my ability. Congratulations.
Thank you. Senator, thank you for staying. We appreciate.
Thank you so much, Bob.
Thank you, Senator.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Congratulations. I offer a resolution appointing Andy Bayer as the borough attorney. If somebody would like to move it.
I would like to move that.
I second. Seconded Araman. Trina, call the roll, please.
Councilmember East?
Yes.
I'm sorry, council president.
Yes.
Councilmember Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Araman?
Yes.
Councilmember Lawson?
Yes.
And councilmember Faust?
Yes.
Okay, congratulations, Andy.
Thank you.
You've been left, so, Trina will get you, I'm sorry.
But you want to do it, man.
Can I do it legally?
Yes.
Oh, really?
I did.
Oh, let's do it, all right.
You are the man, right?
Okay. Great. I state your name.
I, Andy Bayer.
Do solemnly affirm.
Do solemnly affirm.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Of the United States. And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
The state of New Jersey.
The state of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance.
And allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
And to the government.
And to the government.
Established in the United States.
Established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All the duties of borough attorney.
All duties of borough attorney.
Beginning January 1, 2026.
Beginning January 1, 2026.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations. Okay, and I'd like to offer a resolution for appointment of municipal court judge to Eugene Melody III Esquire. If somebody would like to move it.
I'd like to move that.
I'm sorry, wait.
I'm going to go with the council president, I'm sorry.
Second.
Second, Councilwoman Jones. Trina, call the roll, please.
Council President East?
Yes.
Councilmember Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Araman?
Yes.
Councilmember Lawson?
Yes.
And councilmember Faust?
Yes.
Congratulations, Your Honor. If you come up and be sworn, I understand that we have a gentleman here, Judge Greisman.
He's in uniform.
You are in uniform, and your biggest fan gave me a little information that I would like to just read momentarily while he gathers his. Yes. In 1979, Judge Greisman was appointed to the Ocean Township Municipal Court, and in 1985, as in the judge in Eaton Town. Judge Ira Greisman was appointed to the Superior Court of New Jersey in 1991. While a Superior Court judge, he served in the Civil, Criminal, and Family Divisions. While in the Civil Division, Judge Greisman presided over jury trials involving automobile and premises liability, medical malpractice, laws against discrimination, prerogative writs, as well as jury and non-jury commercial matters. He retired from the bench in 2010, where he joined the firm of Scrancy Hollenbach as counsel. Judge Greisman now specializes in alternative dispute resolution matters, where he has served as both an arbitrator and a mediator. He's been appointed as hearing official by several municipalities. In his capacity as mediator, he has helped resolve many cases involving complex commercial litigation using mediation skills that were honed while on the bench. Gene wrote this so well. Successfully arbitrated commercial and family court matters. His reputation is that he's an effective mediator, fair, firm, and available. For the past 20 years, he's been the voice of Big Red, the stadium announcer for Ocean Township High School football. Prior to that.
35 years.
35 years, wow. Prior to that, he was the voice of Asbury Park High School football. Judge Greisman is most proud of his founding, together with the former mayor of Asbury Park, Carl Williams, the Asbury High School, Asbury Park High School Distinguished Alumni Hall of Fame. Your Honor, thank you for being here today.
Now, I spent a lot of time in this court with this room, right where he's seated, seeing. And I found that police department is just some, you know, work cooperation and It is such a wonderful job. There will always be there when they want to record. I enjoy things here. It was great. And the prosecutor was his father. It was fine. We had a very good team here, and I love being here. I love being back here in the camp today. I'm thrilled that you asked me to swear you in.
Thank you so much, Judge Pratt. Okay. Thank you for being here.
So you have a Bible holder?
A Bible, my two beautiful daughters, my beautiful wife, and my lovely man.
Okay. Repeat after me. I, Eugene Melody.
I, Eugene Melody.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
And to the governments established.
And to the governments established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
And the authority of the people.
And the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All the duties.
All the duties.
Of municipal court judge of the Borough of Eatontown.
Of municipal court judge of the Borough of Eatontown.
Beginning January 1, 2026.
Beginning January 1st, 2026.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor. Appreciate
thank
it.
You. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Council.
Congrats.
Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, so. Okay. Lieutenant, nice to see you. How are you?
Good to see you.
Okay.
Congratulations, Judge.
Your Honor, if you're leaving, watch the steps on your way down. We don't want...
Angie, I think there's one person I don't want to upset me. It's my mother. Can I take a
break? Please. Please.
You don't know any... You don't know you're in trouble, so you're in trouble with your mother. How do you get the mayor in the background, too?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I offer a resolution confirming the appointment of emergency services, if somebody would like to move that.
I'll move it.
Second. Seconded, Ehrman. Trina, call the roll.
Council President East?
Yes.
Councilmember Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Ehrman?
Yes.
Councilmember Lawson?
Yes.
And Councilmember Faust?
Yes.
I offer Resolution 5 confirming the appointments of council committees, if somebody would like to move it.
I move.
Ehrman, seconded, Lawson. Trina?
Council President East?
Yes.
Councilmember Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Ehrman?
Yes.
Councilmember Lawson?
Yes.
And Councilmember Faust?
Yes.
All right, so this is where I'm going to say a few words. Take the part out about Vin since he left. And good morning, everyone. Happy New Year 2026. Members of the public, volunteers, employees, family, and friends, on behalf of the entire governing body, I welcome you to the Borough of Eatontown's 2026 reorganization meeting. I'd like to congratulate Council President East and Councilman Ehrman on their elections, and I thank their opponents for their willingness to serve the community. In 2025, we saw the retirement of a few long-term borough employees. I'll only mention the department heads briefly, but we also appreciate the service of the other individuals who retired from their service here. Keith Ferruccio retired as DPW director. We wish him well for his many years of service to the borough, but also to the community as a whole through scouting, Reese Across America, and the food pantry, just name a few. Ken Sneath has been placed in charge of the DPW. He is a lifelong resident and firefighter who grew up in the DPW, so we wish him luck in his new leadership role. Julie Martin retired as municipal clerk. The clerk's office is extremely busy, not only in matters under their jurisdiction, but people use the clerk's office as a wayfinder for nearly every other department, program, and issue in the community. We wish her well, much deserved retirement with countless enjoyable hours with her grandchild. We welcome Trina Lindsay to the role of clerk. We look forward to getting to know you as you make this role your own. Chief Lucia retired as police chief. We had an extended relationship with him when he served as our interim business administrator. We welcome here now as our full-time business administrator. And we thank Andy Bayer, who also served as interim. We welcome Police Chief Healy in her new role as the Chief of the Eaton Town Police Department. And I do have to say, as a side note, the Eaton Town Police Department is already off to a great start under her new leadership. As you may have noticed on the borough's Facebook page, that with only a few days of investigation, the Eaton Town Police Department caught the Grinch that was wreaking havoc on the borough. So thank you, Chief, for your great work. Notice you didn't catch any Grinch while you were the police chief.
I am the Grinch.
Yeah, that's true. After this meeting, I encourage you to join us next door where we swear in our officers from the fire and first aid. 2025 was an exciting year for the borough of Eaton Town. We have finally seen movement from developers and property owners in the downtown. New applications have come and subject to our redevelopment ordinance. And while it may be a struggle at first, we're confident that the process we put in place will benefit us in the long term. I understand people may look at the downtown and say it looks the same. Yes, it does. But keep in mind that with the new ordinance, it'll come in effect soon. Many tenants are in long-term leases, so as new stores open up and new developers come in, they'll be subject to our ordinance and we'll see the fruits of our work. I'm still pursuing a grant for funding in the downtown and I'll keep you posted on that. Work began on Howard Commons along Pine Brook Road. Development in this area was discussed since before I was even on council, subject to many setbacks, including environmental concerns, high water table, federal and state bureaucracy. While no one wants to see military housing demolished, as it reminds us of schoolmates, friends, and residents serving their country, it does signify movement in this long-awaited project in a very blighted area. We'll see 275 housing units, commercial along Hope Road, a 6.5-acre park, adjoining 4 acres of school land, as well as a newly paved road with bike lanes. In the interim, the borough has addressed some of the paving with the shared service along the road. The Monmouth Mall project is also moving along. We see significant progress on the Whole Foods anchor and the first 4 residential buildings. Soon, Whole Foods and Canva Restaurant will be turned over to their tenants for a fit-out, and I expect to see these open in the summer of 2026. Work on Old Orchard has begun with general site work. We'll see the project timeline taking shape, and I'll report on that. In 2025, the borough received a significant amount of grant funding. We received $100,000 for transportation services as a budget line item. Councilman Arriman worked with Senator Gopal on this grant. We also won $203,000 in bike ways funding from the NJDOT. We'll be adding bike lanes in our newly paved industrial way east from west to east. We also began a wonderful partnership with the county on bike lanes. As you may know, Monmouth County is interested in expanding its bike lanes network and increasing safety for cyclists and pedestrians. By partnering with Monmouth County on Industrial Way, where we own west and they own east, we can have a consistent bike lane on a major corridor. And I'm sure some of you will say, why did you pick that road? The answer is simple. If we start with a major artery, we're more likely to get state funding, and that strategy worked. Industrial Way will lead to Wall Street, where we also each own half, then toward West Long Branch via Parker Road and Ocean Township via Whale Pond Road. Councilman Faust worked with ARH on that $203,000 grant, as well as a $100,000 state line item for traffic improvement. The rest of that $100,000 will be used with traffic and safety initiatives from our Traffic Safety Bureau. The borough won a $161,000 grant from Monmouth County via the Municipal Open Space Grant. We intend to use the funds to begin work on the 2 bridges in the Arboretum that are very long overdue. Gerbus Park has seen major progress. The splash pad was installed, as was the concession stand in the building and the exercise equipment. Splash pad, I'm sure your children will be there this summer. The dog agility fencing was also installed. You may be aware that we worked with Femera on paving the first part of the Fort Monmouth roads that will soon be part of Eaton Town. This includes Nicodemus from Broad Street and then towards Avenue of Memories. We'll be receiving these roads free, fully paved, with no cost to the borough. The second phase is in this progress that has already begun. In Walcott Park, we finished phase 3 of the Greenway, which includes a pathway from Lewis Street inside the park to enhance biking and walking. I go there often. It's nice to see people using these parks and connecting these paths, connecting Walcott and Wampum. In addition to being financed by grant funds secured through Senator Gopal, through the advocacy of council members East and Faust, it also helped the borough address many trip hazards, which our insurance company was on us about. So in essence, we were able to enhance our park and save taxpayer funding in the process. Walcott has seen the installation of our All Abilities Jake's Law Playground, which is the result of a significant grant from the state of New Jersey. Put simply, we were able to get a new playground and surfacing for less than would have cost to resurface the old playground. Waltham Park saw a few new upgrades, as well as sidewalk system added in Phase 2. Not only does it allow ADA access to the park and the waterway, but allows us to remove the old walkway and some sidewalk when we replace the spillway. Regarding the spillway, the borough has received $2 million from Congressman Smith through a federal line item to deal with the spillway, which is in desperate need of repair. C&amp;M Engineering is working on the design, and will have a proposed concept plan in March or April. March. Then we will then need DEP approval and eventually go out to bid. In the meantime, I'm attempting to secure more federal funding to minimize the cost. We added a bench and sitting area at the Mingo Jack Memorial and banners in the park where residents can honor their loved ones who served their country. The flooding caused by Waltham Corridor is one area where we're addressing stormwater issues in town. We're doing so in several other ways as well. The new development of Howard Commons will upgrade their stormwater system, but we're also engaging our engineer to address basins around town. Many of these basins existed before there were rules on maintenance, and decades later, some are failing. The borough will continue to scope our storm drains and see where cleaning is most effective. At the same time, DPW needs to be given the tools to keep our streets clear. It's no secret that I believe we need to hire in DPW, and I hope the council does so this year. The borough is addressing the tax assessment demonstration program and its unintended effects on the allocation of taxes in town. Recognizing that the only people with power in the state and county have the right to address the program legally, at least on its surface, the borough asked our attorney to investigate the options available to us locally. We'll discuss these options in the future and present them. At the same time, I'm continuing to advocate behind the scenes with county and state partners to address common grounds where we can improve the way our properties are assessed. Netflix coming to Eatontown is very exciting, and I believe we've been presented with a wonderful opportunity. As part of the project, they requested and I recommended to the governing body a pilot tax arrangement. I did so because I saw firsthand the devastating impact of the mall losing value and how it affected the borough. Through the pilot, the borough was able to mitigate nearly all the tax risks associated with such a large project and derive a strong revenue stream for the town. The financial arrangement with Netflix consists of $47 million in net funds available to the borough for capital projects, as well as a 30-year stream of revenue payments, which total $78 million. We have significant public infrastructure needs, which the $47 million can help address. I'd like to use some for the downtown and some for the Waltham Spillway. Regarding sewers, I propose in October that we should share some of this money for significant sewer projects. Contributing capital funds to the sewer authority will allow them to do larger projects less expensively and more efficiently. I've spoken with the executive director and the commissioners of the sewer authority and asked how we can partner. Unfortunately, during the Netflix pilot discussions, the world of social media was full of misinformation on funding for the schools. Let me be clear now as I was then. There is a big opportunity to partner with the schools so we can share revenue and capital funds to minimize the tax impact to our residents. I've met with various Board of Ed members and the superintendent and asked them to do the same. In addition to the pilot funding, the borough received $5 million payment in the form of a community benefits agreement from Netflix. This is a one-time payment that we could use in so many creative ways around town. The committee has been formed representing a broad cross-section of the groups in town, and the group is identifying projects and ways that we could use the funding to enhance our borough. At the same time, we'll solicit ideas from the public, and this will truly be a community-driven initiative, one that I think we can all be excited for. The borough's Economic Development Advisory Committee is looking to rezone Industrial Way to attract those companies looking to relocate and be near Netflix. This is similar to how Industrial Way was a hub for government contractors when the fort was here. We'll gain the Film Ready designation from the state and ensure that we are as attractive as possible. But let me be clear, the rezoning effort will not include local tax incentives such as pilots. Clearly, they do not qualify, which is obvious. Even so, I wanted to put to bed any rumors and myths that we are giving pilots to those developers. By changing the zoning to compete with other lifestyle centers in the area, we can use our strategic location to improve that highway corridor. Many large property owners are engaged in active discussions on this topic, and I look forward to bringing this to council, where Councilman Arriman is the liaison on this project. In 2025, the governing body spent a significant sum of money, time, and energy on the municipal building and considering how best to move forward with the project. That's why I invited both the architect and the engineer to our January 14th council meeting to provide an update to the governing body and the public of where we are in the process. what has been done, what needs to be done, and what the possible next steps are in the future. I hope the public sees how productively we have moved forward in a unified front so far with the building project, and that we can gain and maintain the public trust in 2026 with the decisions we have to make. I conclude my reorg speech every year the same way. I invite the elected officials to look at the two rectangular plaques along the back wall. They contain the names of all the elected officials that we have records for. Remind themselves that our actions will outlive us, but let us not forget that our inactions will outlive us as well. We must invest in our community because we are not only governing for today, but for tomorrow. Sometimes we must spend money knowing that while it may be unpopular now, it will pay dividends in the future. Facebook is a flawed barometer. Elected officials must be prepared to stomach short-term unpopularity for the sake of long-term stability of our town. There are 12,000 residents and only 7 chairs. We must be willing up here to make hard decisions and remember the proverb that a society grows great when old men plant trees whose shade they know they shall never sit in. Thank you. I look forward to a challenging and exciting year. I did take the part of the speech out where I said that Senator Gopal gave us at least $2.5 million in grant funding over the last couple of years, and that is amazing. And if you look at other towns around the state, we are nowhere near what other towns are getting, and we should consider ourselves fortunate with our state partners. Resolution 6. I'd like to offer Resolution 6, a resolution confirming the appointment of borough professionals. If somebody would like to move that.
Second.
Bow seconded. Is that Arriman? Is that Arriman? Trina, call the roll, please.
Council President East?
Yes.
Council Member Jones?
Yes.
Council Member Arriman?
Yes.
Council Member Lawson?
Yes.
And Council Member Faust?
Yes.
I'd like to offer Resolution 7, confirming the appointment of employee-appointed positions. If somebody would like to move that. Lawson?
Second.
Seconded Jones. Trina, call the roll, please.
Council President East?
Yes.
Council Member Jones?
Yes.
Council Member Arriman?
Yes.
Council Member Lawson?
Yes.
And Council Member Faust?
Yes.
I'd like to offer Resolution 8, confirming the appointments to the Planning and Zoning Boards. If somebody would like to move it.
Move it.
Faust?
Second.
Lawson? Trina, call the roll, please.
Council President East?
Yes.
Council Member Jones?
Yes.
Council Member Arriman?
Yes.
Council Member Lawson?
Yes.
And Council Member Faust?
Yes.
I'd like to offer Resolution 9, confirming the appointments to council committees and liaisons. If somebody would like to move it.
Move it.
Faust?
Second.
Arriman? Trina, call the roll, please.
Council President East?
Yes.
Council Member Jones?
Yes.
Council Member Arriman?
Yes.
Council Member Lawson?
Yes.
And Council Member Faust?
Yes.
And Resolution 10, I'd like to offer confirming appointments to borough committees if somebody would like to move it. Lawson?
Second.
Arriman? Trina?
Council President East?
Yes.
Council Member Jones?
Yes.
Council Member Arriman?
Yes.
Council Member Lawson?
Yes.
And Council Member Faust?
Yes.
Mayor, can I interrupt you for a second?
Please.
A quick interruption for a photo op.
Yes. Oh. Go ahead.
What's
the Ironman family?
Yeah, they got things to do.
So let's go ahead. Come on, ladies and gentlemen, take your picture. Let's go.
You got to get involved too, Mayor.
Come on. We were just doing boring stuff. I know, kid.
All
right, let's slide out of the way. All right.
Go ahead.
Yes. Sorry to interrupt you guys with our government meeting.
Go ahead.
This is good.
I feel like I should be in one of them.
You should. You should. You are Idol Billy. You are.
Thank you.
Good.
So much.
I'd like to apologize to the Ironman family for delaying your family photos with our council meeting. I mean, I'll try not to do that. No, that's okay. Congratulations, guys. We're glad you're here to support your father and your grandfather. Okay. We're all back, for the record. The next, we have resolutions 11 through 22. We'd like to take them together. I'm sorry, 25, excuse me.
Wait. What?
We did 10. So resolutions 11 through 25. These are consents, correct, Trina?
Okay.
I was going to take them together. Yeah. Okay. I was going to take 11 through 25 together. Is there consent resolutions? Would someone like to move those together?
I'll move it.
East?
I second.
Ehrman? Trina, call the roll on 11 through 25.
Council President East?
Yes.
Council Member Jones?
Yes.
Council Member Ehrman?
Yes.
Council Member Lawson?
Yes.
And Council Member Faust?
Yes.
Okay. Before we open to the public, would anyone on council like to make any comments? We'll start Carl, and we'll go down in order. Sounds great. Thank you, Carl. Mayor?
Yeah, I want to thank everybody who came and all those who voted for me and those who didn't vote for me. I'll be representing all of you guys. I want to thank my family for traveling, some of them from overseas, to be here. I want to thank all the my partners over here in crime, my running mate, Virginia East, council president.
Thank you.
The mayor for all your support, all my council members, friends, and thank you so much. Have a happy new year.
Thank you. Councilman Jones?
Well, happy new year and to all. I wish you all a safe, prosperous, and healthy new year. If you have not gotten your flu vaccine, please go get it. This flu season has been wreaking havoc on so many different people. And we are still seeing death as a result of things. So I don't want to put a damper on everybody's parade, but please, if you have not gotten your flu vaccine, please go get it. Please and thank you. I wish everybody a successful and prosperous and healthy new year. Congratulations to Councilman Ehrman and Councilwoman and Council President, excuse me, East.
Thank you
for rejoining us on the dais. I look forward to working and partnering and collaborating with you all this year. A special thanks to Councilman Ehrman's family, and ignore the nonsense from him, but it was great to see you all, and you did not interrupt our meeting. Actually, enjoyed the little brevity and seeing the family and the love and the support. I thank you all for coming out and braving this ridiculously cold weather to be here in a little bit of snow that we did receive. And I am looking forward to an exciting and momentous year for this municipality, and I look forward to serving you all. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Council President East.
Thank you, Mayor. Mayor and council members, and Trina and Chief and Andy, it's my pleasure again to be serving with you. I thank you for all your support in the past. Also to our community, I'm very happy to represent you again. I'm anxious to do it, and I wish you all a very happy and healthy new year.
Thank you, Councilman Faust.
Yes, happy new year, and thank you to our wonderful employees, volunteers, and residents who make this such a great place to live. I'm very fortunate to have served with Council President East and Councilman Ehrman, and I'm so glad that you guys are back again so we can continue working together and doing great things for the town. I'm also very fortunate to be the liaison to our DPW department, and it's now my third year with them. This department works tirelessly to serve our town, and I just wanted you know, to let them know that I appreciate them and I think we all do. I do realize that we do have an ongoing issue with residents and that, and also the DPW department is facing, and that is our garbage and recycling collection. I wanted the residents to know that we're researching all possible ways to improve this service, including bringing it back in-house as a possibility. So I want to thank you, say thank you to our new DPW director, Kenneth Sneed, for always providing updates, explaining the work and needs of the department to me. The borough and your department is very fortunate to have you. Eatontown is an amazing town, and I look forward to 2026 and what it has to bring. Happy New Year, Eatontown.
Thank you. And again, Councilwoman Escalante sends her regrets. I'm sure she would wish us all well, and we thank her for her service as well. Would anyone in the public like to speak? The meeting is open to the public.
Good morning, Mayor.
Hi, Harold. We just need your name and address, if you don't mind. Your name and street. Thank you, Harold. So, Weston Place, in case you didn't get it, Trina. Thank you.
Thank you.
As you know, Mayor, I talked to you back to Kings Inback many a time about the garbage problem. I mean, how are we addressing the issue now?
So, I think you just heard it from Councilman Faust.
They took our garbage several times to that issue.
Yes, your family's. Literally, the trash cans went from the ground into the garbage truck and went to the landfill. I don't know how your family's trash cans, literally on camera, they go in the garbage truck so many times. Yeah, the garbage, yes. So I will just tell you, you might have just heard Councilman Faust said that we're looking at all options. She'll be speaking with the business administrator and the attorney, and I think it's very clear in town that we need to address the garbage and the recycle.
So, we're
running out of garbage cans for your house over, and they literally get picked up and thrown in the garbage truck.
Yeah, thank you so much, Harold, for bringing it up. It has been an ongoing conversation. You know, I'm very aware of the issues you're having and what other residents are having. Yes, we have been looking into it.
So we're all going to, that's where the attorney comes in. We're good, Hal. Trust us when I say we're working on it. So thank you, everybody. We do have some food and dance next door. If anybody would like to join us next door, I'd like to thank, I see Janice Grasso, our rec director, who's working with all the grant money that we're getting, and we appreciate everything she's doing here. Kenny joined us here. He's so nice in his uniform, being sworn in the fire department next year. So thank you to our borough employees and to volunteers who have joined us. And so now I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll move it. Second.
Trina, we are adjourned. So thank you, everybody.
I second that.
All right. Harold seconds it. It's official.
Thank you, Harold.